Chapter 20, Freak the Mighty Strikes Again. Even a total goon like me knows you can't stop Killer Kane, but I go ahead and try anyhow. My hands are still numbed out and I can hardly walk, so all I can do is sort of fall on top of him and try to shove him loose from her. I'm going, "Stop! I see you, Daddy! Please stop! You're killing her!" He just twitches me away. He's made of iron and steel. He's gritting his teeth and squeezing her neck. You can see the whites of her eyes, and she's not even trying to get away anymore. I try to get between them, and I'm going, "I saw you kill her. I saw you kill Mom. I know you killed her. I never forgot, not ever. I know you did it. I know." It's like I'm trapped underwater or something, so weak and floaty. I can't hardly fight him. Can't pry his fingers loose from my mother's neck, from Loretta's neck, because everything is mixed up. And he's doing the same thing to Loretta Lee he did to my mom, choking the life out of her. And he's got that same cold killer look because he wants her to die like he wanted Mom to die. And nothing else matters except what he wants. I'm there in the dark pushing at him. The light catches her eyes, and I can see her looking at me. She's so far away, and it's like I'm 4 years old again, peeking out from behind the bedroom door, and then running to bang my little fist at him while the light fades from her eyes. I can't get him loose of her, so all I can do is keep screaming. "I know you killed her. I saw you. I saw you do it. You killed her. I'll never forget. Not ever." Finally, he kind of jerks his head, and I can feel him looking at me. And then his hands open. Loretta slips away, and I can hear her breathing like a broken bird in the cellar dark. "What?" he says as he's reaching for me. "You did what? What did you say?" "I saw you do it," I say. "I saw you kill my mother." "You weren't but 4 years old," he says, and now his big hands are starting to curl around my neck. Except for he's holding me all soft, and I can feel his heart beating and his cool breath in my face that makes me want to fall asleep. "You can't possibly recall that event," he says. "You think you can, but you can't." "I can," I say. "I do." "That's the poison that they put in your mind, boy. They brainwashed you into thinking you can remember." He's pulling me closer, holding me soft by the neck, and now I can feel the pulse in his hands. "They never talk about it," I say. "They don't have to, because I can't ever forget it, no matter how much I try." "No," he says, and his face is so close, I can feel the heat rising off of him. "Impossible. You can't. You were wearing your brown corduroy trousers," I say, talking so fast it makes my shake inside, "and the black t-shirt with no sleeves. I tried to stop you and I couldn't, and you carried me back into my room and put me into bed and told me I was just dreaming. You locked me in that room and I ran to the window and broke it with my hand and I started yelling for someone to come and help Mommy." My father sighs and says, "Lord, I wish you hadn't done that, boy. It cost me years." "They caught you, Daddy, and they put you away forever, except for then you fooled them and they let you go." "I have to clean this up," he says, like he's talking to himself alone. "I have to clean this up and get out of here." That's when his hands start to tighten hard and fast around my neck. I'm trying to fight him, but I'm so small and weak, and he's so big and strong. You can't stop him. No one can stop Killer Kane. He squeezes and squeezes and squeezes. I'm in this faraway place, falling backwards, real slow and dreamy, when I hear a window breaking. Then a small, faraway voice is saying, "Put your hands up, villain!" And I really am falling, and the air is coming back into my lungs so fast it hurts. I'm laying there all crumpled up sideways, and I can see Freak. He's rolled down through the cellar window into a pile of coal, and he's trying to stand up. "I'm warning you," he says in that fierce, bold way he has. He's got a squirt gun, one of those big blaster models that holds about a gallon of water. Killer Kane is looking at me. He's looking at Loretta, all crumpled and moaning. He's looking at Freak. And then he shakes his head and goes, "I know a real gun when I see one, you little monster." He makes a move, reaching out. Freak scuttles back a little ways, but he can't really run, and even if he could, there's no place to go. "This is your partner in crime," Killer Kane says to me. "I guess maybe you are a retard after all." Freak is pointing the squirt gun right in his face, and he says, "Guess what I got for Christmas, Mr. Kane?" "Guess right, because your life depends on it." Killer Kane doesn't say anything. He's just reaching out real slow because he doesn't want Freak to get away. "This squirt gun," Freak says, "and a chemistry set, that's what I got for Christmas." Killer Kane just looks at the squirt gun and he shakes his head like, "Who are you kidding?" "Sulfuric acid," Freak says, raising up the gun and sighting the long barrel. "Good old reliable H2SO4, an oily, colorless, corrosive liquid used in dyes, paints, explosives, and many chemical experiments." Killer Kane says, "You're lying, kid. You can't fool me." And that's when Freak squeezes the trigger and sprays him right in the eyes. Then Killer Kane is screaming in his high, scared voice. His hands are scrubbing at his eyes, and it's like that scream wakes me up because the next thing I know, I've got Freak in my arms and I'm running through the dark for the stairs, running as fast as I can go on feet I can't even feel. "Go!" Freak is yelling, and he's right behind you. "Go!" I can't look back, but I can feel him. I can feel the icy cold breath of him on the back of my neck, and then the hands reaching blind to grab me, and then I'm going up the stairs just flying. The steps are breaking under my feet, and he's howling in rage behind me. His hands are scrabbling at my ankles, and just for a second, he has me. I kick loose, and then we're up on the first floor, bursting out the cellar hole. I can see daylight coming through the boarded up plywood, and I cover Freaks with my arms, and I just dive right through the plywood. Wham! The sunlight blinds me, and we're skittered rolling through the clean, cold snow. Hands are grabbing at me, and I'm fighting to get away. "Easy," a voice says. "Take it easy, kid. You're okay." Iggy Lee. He's looking down at me with red eyes, and you can see where he's been chewing at his beard. I'm sitting there in the snow, squinting up at Iggy. At all of these cops, there must be a million cops. And Freak is laughing like a maniac and saying, "It worked. He fell for it. Soap and vinegar and curry powder. It worked like a charm." I don't understand what he's talking about right then. It's only later that I figured out that there wasn't any real acid in the squirt gun. It was soap and vinegar and curry powder that made Killer Kane think that his eyes were burning up. Killer Kane, who was still rubbing frantic at his eyes and begging for help when they put the handcuffs on him and shove him into the back of the police van. All I've got room to think about is poor Loretta, and that's what I'm telling the cops, that she's down there in the cellar. And I'm afraid that no one is listening, but they must be, because right away they're bringing her up out of the cellar, and Iggy is running to her and crying out her name. "She's still breathing," somebody says. Then Graham is shoving through the crowd of the cops, and Grim is right behind her, and Gwen is there too, and everybody is making a big sloppy fuss, especially Graham, who is hugging me so tight I can hardly breathe. The fair Gwen is hugging me, and then she hugs Freak, and she's saying, "I told you to stay in that car, didn't I? Freak, he's looking over her shoulder at me, looking over Graham's shoulder, and then he gives me this thumbs up as she carries him away. "Freak the Mighty," he says. "Freak the Mighty strikes again."